Daily Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DSTV channel 856. 92.7 and 106 FM.
Multiple myeloma is known as the silent cancer, and Dr. Justin Detoit, a clinical hematologist at Vets Donald Gordon Medical Center, is here to tell us why. Doctor, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me. It's a great privilege.
Why is it known as a silent cancer?
So multiple myeloma is, it's a type of blood cancer where you have these plasma cells within your bone marrow, and these plasma cells interact with other cells. And what happens is that over time, it actually softens your bones. And when these bones soften, you don't often pick it up, but you only pick it up when it actually really complicates, when you develop some sort of, break in your bone or bone pain or and so forth. So it usually presents, it can present early, but some people present when they're quite an advanced stage, unfortunately, when they've broken a bone, for example, or with severe back pain.
And who does it generally affect, I suppose? It's a clumsy way of asking, is it a cancer that you inherit from your parents, or is it a lifestyle? Who gets this form of cancer?
Yeah, so it presents at quite an older age. So about the median age is about 65 years. But the problem is that I've noted in South Africa and even in my clinic is that it does affect younger individuals. So I've got patients that's about in their 40s that are affected by this illness. And the problem is that it also, it can present with across different ethnicities. If we look at the United States, it's more common in African Americans. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of data or epidemiological data in South Africa to say, exact numbers. But it does affect about 6 to 7 per 100,000 women or men. So just to give you a rough idea.
Do we know why South Africa does not have comprehensive epidemiological data? Is it because not enough diagnostics are being done, or at least not enough diagnosing of myeloma is being done in the country?
Yeah, so I think that's still work in progress, but we're trying to work with big pharma companies in order to help us to create databases and that we can actually detect these patients not only in the public sector but also in the private sector.
It's the cancer of the blood. It affects the bone marrow. What symptoms should I be looking out for? Because as I imagine, with all forms of cancer, the earlier you detect it, the better the chance of treatment.
That's absolutely correct. So what I usually say is an acronym called CRAB. So CRAB is the complications are of myeloma. So it's calcium. So usually you can present with hypercalcemia, high calcium levels, which can lead to confusion, or anemia. So that's low red cell count. And usually the patients tell you that they're very short of breath, when they walk, or just general fatigue. And then a big one is kidney failure, unexplained kidney failure. And the last one is bones. So it affects your bones and it basically can lead to a lot of bone pain. And the most common symptom there would be severe lower back pain. So if you've got a patient that's relatively young in their 40s with ongoing back pain, that's also a worrisome symptom, then you must go to a local doctor, and exclude this sort of thing.
Now, multiple myeloma remains incurable, but I imagine the diagnostic tools and, more importantly, the treatments have improved dramatically.
Yeah, so that's correct. So how we actually confirm the diagnosis is with a bone marrow aspirate and trephine biopsy. So that's just a normal bone marrow, as they call it. It's not a very long procedure. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. From that, we can definitely confirm plasma cell myeloma. Now, the treatment for it is these days, it's fairly easy, if I can put it like that. If I compare it to other type of blood cancers, it contains usually a thing called bortezomib, which is an injection you would get once or twice a week, for 4 weeks. Then you get a newer drugs called immune modulators, lenalidomide or thalidomide, that you'll have to combine with cortisone or dexamethasone. And those three treatments are usually the baseline, you know, treatments that we will try for multiple myeloma. And eventually what will happen is if you treat with a myeloma, you do it for about 6 months. So that's each cycle is about a month, and you'll complete 6 to 8 cycles. And after those cycles, then you have to undergo an autologous stem cell transplant, which is your own stem cells that you collect from your own blood. And then we give you high doses of melphalan, followed by the stem cell infusion. And this is called an autologous stem cell transplant.
There is a multiple myeloma fund that the Campaign for Cancer has put together, and of course you are with the organization. What is the fund for, Justin, and how can people contribute towards it?
So that fund is basically about increasing awareness of multiple myeloma and also, you know, to help patients that are diagnosed with multiple myeloma, you know, to kind of like, you know, help them go through this process easier. Because I mean, you can imagine that any type of blood cancer, it is a type of cancer, of course, and it's difficult sometimes for patients to, you know, go through all of these investigations and treatments. It's not easy. So, I mean, that's the other two. And thirdly, to create, hopefully, you know, also funds for, as I said, research and database, and that we can increase reporting and understand the need in South Africa.
And I'm going to invite listeners to go to campaignforcancer.co.za. That's campaign numerical 4 and then cancer.co.za to obviously find more information. And you can email admin@campaignforcancer.co.za for more information. Otherwise, connect with the organization on social media using the handle @campaignforcancer. The 4, of course, numerical. Dr. Justin Detroit, thank you very much indeed for your time. Clinical hematologist at Wits Donald Gordon Medical Center.